Thank you, man. 303-321-1578. Without further ado, please say good morning to Pat Neville. How about that line where he says, it says, I got to read this to you again. Want to have some fun with your neighbors? Put on a military uniform. Walk around putting X's on their driveway, under driveways with chalk. Pat Neville, everyone. That's true. That's the general said that. Isn't that wonderful? God, that's hilarious.
I don't know if I could still fit into my uniform. But
how are you, man? Good morning.
At least entertainment.
All right, man. So
I'm good after hearing that.
I understand that when they pulled this tri-county thing that Stefan broke, that you didn't know about it.
No, I mean, I kind of had heard rumors from town councilman Jeff Loban was talking to me about the possibility of it, and I just kind of thought it was a little far-fetched, and I just, you know, I reached out to my commissioners beforehand and said, hey, if this happens, you know, you guys should oppose it, and didn't think that there was any, they would have had a more deliberate process before they did this, and then, no, it went ahead and pulled the trigger. This unelected bureaucrats on this board, all of them unelected. I mean, to give an example, I think one of them is like a maintenance worker and for some building and doesn't even know what the mill levy or bond is. So these aren't like, you know, super professional doctors or anything, but this unelected board just shut down three counties.
So what do we do with this?
Well, we push back. I mean, at least I think all of us in the Douglas County delegation, we're going to be looking to our commissioners to terminate the contract with Tri-County. I don't think unelected bureaucrats should be making this decision. I think Castle Rock probably has the authority through home rule, which is constitutional authority rather than a statutory authority, to push back on this as well. And so that's what I'm working on, because people just lost their mind. This order is outlandish and outrageous. It's going to just cause even more harm, because now it's going to cause a run on all the stores.
Oh, yeah.
See them all packed today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And all the social distancing efforts we've been doing over the last 2 weeks are going to be null and void, because everyone's going to be packing these stores up.
Our guest, the one and only Representative Pat Neville, he's a good friend. By the way, I just talked to John Shook. The Centennial Gun Club shut down. They sold, honest to God, I just got off the phone with them, 90% of their firearms were sold. I was in their store last Sunday. All the 9mm had been purchased, and now they got somebody that they think has the virus, so they shut it down. But imagine what's taking, this panic that's taking place. And then Stefan was with us, and Tri-County Health. And the point that I guess I want to make, there's no elected officials. These are bureaucrats. And it's one thing when Polis or this ridiculous thing from Hancock, but other municipalities and cities, they're not doing it. And I don't know if this is a power grab, but they're talking about turning Jeffco Fairgrounds into a hospital morgue. What the hell kind of talk is that?
No, it's completely insane. I think we have, something like 40 people, maybe it's 80 people, somewhere in that range that have actually been hospitalized. I mean, look, there's a real shortage on things like PPE, the masks and stuff like that for hospital workers, because global supply chains have been disrupted. A real shortage on ventilators, things like that. Like, those are kind of real issues that we need to be facing. But Trump is doing the right thing. He's looking to the American entrepreneurs and the American spirit to get private businesses to start doing these. And there's a lot of people, a lot of private businesses that are starting to do this and starting to fill that gap. But this is to just shut everything down. And that's going to hurt all businesses everywhere.
Does Michael Hancock have the constitutional power to issue an order to people when they have pot stores and liquor stores open and kids' daycare, which was perpetrated by Polis? I mean, the hypocrisy of this, and then now fining, and I'm told by Stefan and others that the Tri-County fine will be a greater fine. Where do they get the balls to fine people?
Right, and the only reason they'd have the authority is if the commissioners actually allow the enforcement to go through. So, I mean, the commissioners really need to push back on this. And I just, if I can give a shout-out to what we set up on our website, cohousegop.com. COHouseGOP.com. Go up, and if you run an essential business, and I think probably all businesses are essential in my opinion, but if you run an essential business, sign up on that link. And we want to give folks that are doing these orders that are putting people out of business a list of people they're affecting, because I don't think they're doing this thoughtfully. They're not actually seeing how one business might affect another business that affects another business that, you know, affects a hospital directly. And these shutdowns are going to have long-term impacts. So we want to get that message out. So if people go to cohousegop.com, they can sign up on that and, you know, list themselves as an essential business.
Now, I said Jeffco. It's Doug Co. I apologize in advance, or aftermath. Our guest is Pat Neville. And this is the kind of stuff that what seems interesting to me is the willingness of people not to question, but they react to the panic. And it's perpetrated by the media, perpetrated by bureaucrats and elected officials. I mean, Paulus's Grim Reaper speech was interesting. Michael Hancock, that was laugh out funny. He closes liquor stores and pot stores. Then they're like banks in the Great Depression. There's a run. Oh, wait a minute, I was wrong about that. But now...
Yeah, the prohibition in Denver lasted, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours of prohibition. My phone goes off yesterday, and the stay-at-home order is now in place. And I'm going, what?
And then daycares are still open?
Absolutely. But those were Jared Polis's... he claims he won. The reason he won is because they had a lot of dough, and the Republicans had a stupid candidate, But I repeat myself, the Republicans had a stupid candidate. But I don't know what to say. Is it constitutional to do this? And by the way, to everybody in the audience, you plan on staying home. What are you going to do, Neville? You going to stay at home?
No.
That was pretty quick.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not. No. And quite frankly, I've got a job to do. And look, I'm affected by this too. I'm immunocompromised. I got 60% lung capacity from some nasty stuff I inhaled in Iraq.
I know.
But I've got a job to do. I was out this past Sunday with the PPE drive, working that and helping that out. And we got over 100,000 masks and, you know, millions of gloves donated and things to actually help out with the cause. And that's what we should be focusing on, things like that. And these panic orders are not the solution. I saw on Sunday, like, the good in people. I mean, that was really refreshing, because I saw from the little grandma dropping off her tiny little bottle of sanitizer that hadn't been opened, saying, you know, I want to donate this to the cause, to the restaurant owner that was giving all of his gloves out because he's out of business now, to a retired nurse who had a bunch of masks in her garage and just needed to get rid of them. That was just wonderful to see all those people coming together to actually solve this problem. And that's what we have to rely on, is the American spirit and the American people to get us through this, and not these panic orders and these shutdown orders and what's leading to a Gestapo-like mentality.
Well, yes. Two of the guys I rode with yesterday are both vets. They were talking about, they were in Baghdad, same time, same place, and they both have a lung thing. And the one guy has been to the VA to just make sure that they know that he has this issue. And so for guys like you, I mean, and these guys are also, hey, what the hell? Let's go ride motorcycles. And so what's going to be the long term with this? And I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do when the Dougco guys go, no, you're not going to do this? What do they say to Tri-County? And by the way, it's interesting. These are bureaucrats. These are not elected officials.
Right. Yeah, they're not elected by any means, and there's really no vetting to the appointments, and the folks on there they didn't even have to talk to me beforehand to do it. At least Paulus has given me the courtesy of giving me a heads up before he's done these orders, and at least has had some back and forth on input. I haven't agreed with everything he's done, but there's been at least a dialogue there with this. It was just, boom, no, we're going to do this.
I leave you with this, and it came to mind when that young woman came here and bought the shotgun and went up to Mount Evans and killed herself. They locked the entire state down. Same mindset, same media people. And she was already dead, laying up there in the snow, and I think they knew she was there. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I really don't. I know that when they locked down the state because of this unbalanced kid, And I don't know what's real. Legitimately, Pat, I don't know what's real. But
Right. I mean, it's totally crazy. I mean, I'm going to still go out. I'm still going to practice social distancing and try to keep 6 feet away from people and stuff, but I'm not going to just sit and hide in my home.
What are they going to do? I mean, my grandson's homeschooled, and I know that he, you know, his folks are great. I'm so proud of them, and they're keeping him on a schedule. I was helping be his homeschool teacher Tuesday. I'll be back homeschooling, helping him tomorrow. I've taught him two things. We've done a report on the Bilderberg Committee, and I'm teaching him the evils of the Bush family. Other than those two things, somebody said, "What are you teaching him?" I'm teaching him we're going to do a report on the Bilderbergers and the evil Bush family. But I'll be with him tomorrow. They take breaks, man. His playground, bazillions of kids. Billy Thorpe and I were talking about it. And they're touching the slides. Oh my God. You know, and we just had a doctor and said, no, sun's good for that. Sun will touch the skies. I got heat for pumping gas yesterday. How about that? Pumping gas. Actually, Deb pumped the gas. I just paid for it. You know, but I'm saying it's like you touched a gas pump. Phew, man. All right.
Right.
Talking tomorrow.
We gotta get back to some sanity.
Oh, you know, don't pump gas. What was the great blues line? I never chopped no cotton, never pumped no gas. All right, man. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks, brother. Thanks,
all right.
Pat Neville. All right. Our lines are jammed. We'll get your calls.